We have a bad story today. Thieves. This is kind of Mission Impossible-y. Treasure Coast Square Mall, Jensen Beach, Florida. A group dropped into the Champs Sports and stole 400 pairs of high-end shoes by cutting a hole in the top of the mall and dropping down through it. Like Mission Impossible there.
Yeah.
And getting it, they knew exactly where the Champs Sports was. $50,000 worth of shoes were stolen. And no alarm went off because no door was breached. No motion detector in there? Yeah. I guess not in the entire mall, would you? So they were in Champs. The burglary occurred sometime between midnight and 8 a.m. and involved professional cutting tools and did not trigger the live alarm. So you have to cut a hole and then dangle yourself down into it, get off the rope or whatever, put you down in. Martin County Sheriff's Office says, we're stumped.
All right.
It's not really what you want to hear.
No.
We're stumped on this thing. They're not sure how they got away with it, but they did. And that's...
Are these shoes going to end up on Facebook Marketplace, Biggie?
Without a doubt.
Is that how you sell
it?
Or the
Dirt Mall?
Stolen
merchandise? The Dirt Mall... I feel bad for the Dirt Malls now because I think Facebook Marketplace...
I don't like the term.
What's that?
Flea market. I represented one proudly here locally for many years.
Oh, I spent many years going to the flea markets with parents, but... now it is. Everything's Facebook Marketplace.
The term dirt mall.
I didn't come up with it. Kevin Smith did.
Yes. I'm not quibbling with you over Facebook Marketplace being now the leader.
Yes.
I'm saying dirt mall is akin to Karen. It spoiled the good name of these places.
Yeah, but when you left, your shoes were dusty. Because it was a lot of outdoor tables normally on red clay land. Like, that's my shoes were red.
Even still, I think that is a derogatory term.
Were most of the goods being sold stolen? Yeah. And we knew it.
I proudly represented a, as you call it, quote unquote, dirt mall for many years and would love to have them as a client again.
Oftentimes, we'd buy things that still had the little security thing attached.
If you go two tenths over, they've got the thing that takes the security tab off.
Yeah, my mom got real good at just getting a little hole in the fabric to pull
through.
Yeah,
you just cut it around.
Oh, is that how you do that? Yeah. So you get a tiny hole?
Just a tiny hole she could slip it through.
Could you sew it back together?
Yeah.
Would you try?
Well, that is a good skill to have, isn't it, if you're buying. And you think it's stolen merchandise.
I told you, my father worked for Ecker Drugs for years. Yeah. We would go to the flea market. He would see the cough medicine, the stolen medicine, with the Eckerd price tag still on it.
Yeah,
and he'd say, that's stolen from me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they stole that from me. I got to buy it
back. My ink.
Yeah.
Yep.
So these shoes will go on Facebook Marketplace, and there's no way to tell they're stolen.
No. On Marketplace, you're just trusting the person.
Yep, brand new shoes.
Yeah.
But if
you know.
Oh, you do know?
I feel like you probably know.
If the price is too good?
Yeah, or sometimes, you know, if you just can't. A lot of people will say, I've included the receipt.
Well, the seller, who obviously didn't have a receipt here, say, well, I bought them and the size was wrong. Is that what they would say?
Yeah. They'll say, I just don't wear it. You don't question.
Yeah.
If you're getting a good deal on Facebook Marketplace, most people don't question it. You just go, okay.
That makes sense to me. Bad story, a humiliating experience for a beauty pageant contestant. The pageant is called the Miss Grand International. It's in Bangkok, Thailand.
Never heard of this.
Me neither. Happened Saturday. Miss Panama thought she had made the top 20. It was announced, Miss Panama! And she came walking down the runway there to join the others in the top 20. But actually, the announcer had said Miss Paraguay, not Miss Panama. See if you can tell what he's saying here.
Next in the top 20 is Miss Grand Paraguay!
That's Paraguay, but Panama comes walking down.
Congratulations, Sue! I beg your pardon. I announce Miss Grand Paraguay. There is a lot of noise in this hall, packed filled with fans from all over the world.
He's saying because of the noise.
So Panama, take your seat.
Yeah, Panama, she had to turn around.
Not you.
You shouldn't have been up.
She did not make the top 20. Miss Paraguay did, Miss Panama. But I heard him pretty clearly. I mean, it's Paraguay.
Yeah, that's on Panama.
Yeah, she missed it.
Next in the top 20 is Miss Grand Paraguay.
Grand Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Paraguay. And she thought he was saying Panama.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it sounds like English may not have been any of their first languages.
Right, exactly. So it's, you're right. It's difficult. was it Steve Harvey who made the biggest mistake ever in pageant history? Miss Universe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, he announced the wrong winner when it was at Miss Universe pageant.
I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Columbia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
He read the card wrong. He said it was a moment he would never live down.
Mm. That got him signed up to do it for the next many years as he wanted.
Well, you know, he's rebounded nicely.
It seems like,
you know,
yeah.
People, yeah. I don't. When I see Steve Harvey on hosting Feud, I don't think of that moment.
Never. But he said, I will never make that mistake again.
This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
He handled it very well, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yeah. He, what are you going to do? He misread it. It said first, which is first runner. He thought that's first place. Mm-hmm. It was first runner up. He showed the card. That was that.
Yeah, it's always tricky when you get down to two.
Of course. Well, yeah.
I mean, when you grow up watching those pageants, I don't know if they still do it the same way, but they say the first runner up is.
Yeah.
It's the last person eliminated. They may have changed it now. They say, and the winner is.
That's better. Yeah. That's
and the name is USA is.
I never liked that. I never liked the first runner-up, and then, oh, no, then you just know, yeah.
The name they don't announce is the winner.
I think they've changed it, because you want that climactic moment. The winner is. That's what you want to see.
Oh, you know, the same thing happened at the Oscars, but that wasn't quite the same.
It was bigger.
Best picture.
That's a bigger deal. Yeah, at the Oscars, they said La La Land, and then the La La Land people came up, got the envelope, and said, oh,
realize
no,
what had happened.
It's Moonlight that won. Moonlight. And he turned. That was.
That was Warren Beatty.
Yeah, Beatty did that. He got the wrong envelope.
And Annette Bening, I believe.
No.
No, it wasn't Bening. Was it Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway.
Because Bening. Beatty was confused.
Because he had the different.
He realized envelope. He had the wrong envelope. Yep. But she just grabbed that out of his hand and said, it's La La Land.
Yeah, that's right. Because she thought he was joking around, but he was not. And that was. That is probably a top five Oscar moment of all time, but
there is another.
The slap.
Yeah. Slap, they really got outdone by the
slap.
Yeah.
I bet Warren Beatty was happier than anybody that night when the mouth of Chris Rock was slapped.
Yeah.
So it's slap, wrong winner, streaker.
Naked guy.
And then Rob Lowe, Snow White.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Oprah Uma.
That's
Uma
pretty
Oprah.
Rough. That's pretty rough. And then wasn't... Somebody didn't show up. Godfather.
Brando rarely showed up for those things.
He sent a Native American woman to accept the Oscar. Mm-hmm. But the slap, I think, will always be number one. I mean, not much else could replace that. This is the screw up.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
You're impossible. Come on.
Come on, do it.
La La Land.
No.
La La Land. No. La La Land.
He had the wrong.
Remember, that was the company got fired or whatever.
The backstage guy gave him the wrong envelope.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was too busy taking cell phone pics of the celebs.
That's right, and tweeting.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Oh my God, Warren Beatty. Oh my God, Faye Dunaway's with him.
That's Emma Stone, y'all.
Bonnie
and Clyde. That's exactly right.
All right, where's the best picture envelope? Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
It's still in my pocket. Beatty's already out there.
Yeah, that was totally on him. It was one guy. It wasn't Beatty's fault. Because he read it, because I think it said like best actress on it. And he's like,
it was the previous winner.
It was the previous winner, best actor, who was from La La Land, or best actress was. And he's like, I don't know, you know, what's going on here?
I love Dunaway. Just read it.
Let's go.
I feel there's an error here.
Yeah. Just read the thing. We're going to the after party, for God's sake. We have an ugly story here today as well. A student this, we were talking about AI earlier, and here's another AI mistake. A kid named Taki Allen was sitting with some friends Monday afternoon.
His name is Taki?
T-A-K-I.
Like the chip.
Like the chip. And he's eating Doritos. Interesting. Taki Allen was sitting with friends Monday night outside Kenwood High School after football practice, eating a bag of Doritos. 20 minutes later, he was in handcuffs when police cruisers showed up with guns and walked toward him. He had no idea what had gone on. This happened in Maryland. What happened was the Dorito bag he was eating, according to the AI video cameras and sensors, resembled a gun and automatically called police in. That's what they have AI to do. My. If a gun is found on the property, AI figures it out and gets police there without anybody even having to call. This is the kid telling his story.
It was like 8 cop cars that came pulling up to us. At first, I didn't know where they was going until they started walking towards me with guns, talking about, get on the ground. And I was like, what? And they began on my knees and then put my hands behind my back and cuffed me. And then they searched me and they figured out I ain't have nothing. Then they went over there to where I was standing, fell the bag of chips on the floor. They said that AI detector or something detected that I had a gun, but I was just holding a Doritos bag.
They said, sorry.
It's Cool Ranch, boss.
That's on us.
Oh, that's AI.
That's AI for you.
Still a few bugs in the system.
Yeah.
Gotta work them out. Sorry about that.
It's a little glitchy over here in Baltimore.
Let me just get these cuffs off, Evie. Okay, have a good day at school, buddy. Don't tell anyone.
Be safe now. Enjoy those Doritos.